Let's turn our attention now to something that's not so pleasant to talk about. And yesterday, AfriForum released the latest statistics in the investigation of farm murders in South Africa for the 2020 period. The key stats indicate that there have been 395 farm attacks reported countrywide since April last year. That's more than one a day. There's also been an increase in murders. Here to unpack some of these findings is Ernst Rutz, the Deputy CEO of AfriForum. Ernst, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Just talk to us about some of the findings in your study for this year.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Yes, what is alarming about the figure, so we released the figures today, particularly about the, or yesterday at least, about the numbers for farm attacks and farm murders during the financial year, because oftentimes these numbers are measured as such. And what we found is that even though the amount of farm attacks has decreased from about 465 to about 359, or 95 at least, which is still more than one farm attack per day, the amount of farm murders have increased from 41 to 59. So that's quite a significant increase. But even more alarming is not only have the murders increased, but also the brutality of the attack. So we found that the levels of brutality and the tortures and so forth have increased. So this is something that says to us needs to be taken seriously.
I saw that in your report. You state that many of the victims were in fact tortured before they were killed. How absolutely horrific.
Yes, it's very brutal. And also what's particularly concerning also is the age of the victim. So in many of the cases, we find that the victims were elderly people, people who are not necessarily in a position to defend themselves. And this also says to us, when we're talking about farm murders and farm attacks, you cannot simply explain it by saying this is because of poverty or inequality or things like that. Certainly these things play a role, but that cannot explain how a perpetrator who's usually a teenager or in his 20s, it's almost always young people, can attack and have these inflict these unique levels or vicious levels of brutality on elderly people who aren't able to defend themselves. So, sure, in many cases, it has to do with robbery gone wrong and so forth. But there's also a different side of this. There's a darker side of this crime phenomenon that hasn't been properly investigated.
Talking about investigated, Ernst, of these cases, how many have been brought to resolution?
Well, we find that we've done some studies on this in the past where we asked the victims themselves, how do they feel about the manner in which they were responded to by the police? And we've got mixed results. In some cases, especially when it's higher profile type of cases, like we saw the murder of Brendan Horner at Tienaka last year, there was a very, very quick arrest. So in many cases, there's excellent work done by the police. But then in other cases, we found more or less 50% of the cases in the study we've done, the victims say they weren't properly supported by the police. So then we talk about evidence material not being gathered on the scene, or investigations not being done properly, or forensic evidence would be collected at the crime scene. And once the matter goes to court, then they've found that the evidence has disappeared all of a sudden. So we are particularly concerned about these cases as well.
Ernst, during the course of me filling in for various different shows, I've discussed farm murders, more than once. And many people in these farming communities develop their own sort of protection bodies, community bodies that look out for each other and help protect one another. What else can AfriForum suggest be done to tackle this surge?
Yes, there's definitely a two-way strategy that should be followed here. On the one side, on the one hand, we are taxpaying citizens, and if you pay tax to a government, then if the government only has one function, then that function should be to keep its citizens safe. But we have heard the National Police Commissioner about 2 or 3 years ago when he spoke in Parliament, he already said that the SAPS does not have the capacity to fulfill its constitutional obligation in this regard. So this is a problem. We need to put more pressure on the authorities to make sure that this is regarded in the light that it should be and that there's a proper counter strategy and so forth. But we must also recognize that we live in a particular reality, which is that the prospects of that happening is unfortunately slim. which means that communities need to look after their own safety better. They need to become involved with community safety structures. If there aren't such structures in their areas, they should establish them. And we at AfriForum, we've been helping a lot in that regard in terms of founding these community safety networks. They should have radio contact with each other. They should be vigilant. They should make sure that they, especially in farms, obviously also in towns, but that their houses and their communities are safe. In other words, that there's not that the circumstances on the farm is of such that it's as difficult as possible for an intruder to come in. And in order to do that, you need to do a variety of things. But people need to recognize and realize that this is something, they have a role to play in preventing these attacks and ensuring that they don't become victims.
Ernst Roets, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Deputy CEO of AfriForum.